Thanks for joining us for another Heartland interview. Today, we are bringing you Cindy Meehl, director of the truly moving picture award-winning documentary, Buck. Our own Tim Irwin talks to her about her stunning first feature-length film.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Cannot complain.
Well, good. We appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today. Well, I have a few questions. To get us started, for our audience, could you maybe give them just a brief overview of the film?
Well, the film is based on Buck Brannaman, and it delves back into his childhood, which was not a very happy childhood. It was very violent. And so it's a very emotional and inspirational film about what he does now, and he's a master horseman, but it kind of parallels with, you know, where he came from and how, what a transformation he has made by overcoming his childhood and becoming such a successful man who is able to influence horses and people in such a moving way that he does. You know, Mark Twain once said that really great people make you feel that you too can become great, and I think that is one of Buck's assets, is that he is able to show you how to be really sensitive around a horse and how to be a leader to a horse, and if you can convey that into your daily life, it's a very powerful thing. So we have audiences that really don't even know anything about horses that are gravitating to this film because of that.
Yeah, and you hadn't made a film before, is that correct? Like, this is
That's
your
correct.
First feature. Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you decide that Buck's story really needed to be shown in this documentary format?
Well, I had actually followed him as a horse person. I had a horse, and I had been told about him and to go see him. And finally, I did about 8 years ago. And I was so moved by, you know, the way that he taught people about horses, which I had honestly taken my entire life to that point, never really been exposed to this way of dealing with animals and horses. And so that moved me very much, but also just seeing how inspirational he was to the people around him. And so about 3 years ago, I had gone to a clinic, and I was just so amazed that more people didn't know about him, didn't know about this method, and I thought somebody should tell the story. And then I thought, I guess I need to do it because nobody else was doing it. So I just jumped in. It was kind of crazy, but yet that's, usually if I decide to do something, I just do it. Figure it out.
Fantastic. Well, we're excited that you did, obviously. What was that process like getting it off the ground? You brought in a few established industry people, I think, like a producer. Julie Goldman, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Julie Goldman and Andrea Medich, both who are quite seasoned in the film business, and Alice Henty, Sophia Santana, and my editor, who I give a huge amount of credit for making just such a beautifully paced story, is Toby Shimon, and all women. It was an incredible synergistic group of women who just loved this project, and we poured our heart into it, and I think that's what shows on the screen. I think that's what helps to also move people is that it was made with love, you know, and like cooking. They say if you make it with love, it tastes better. I think you could say that about movies, too.
I think so.
Yeah.
And your editor was key, obviously, because you followed around Buck for a while and ended up with, what, like 300 hours of footage?
Yeah, we had 300 hours of footage because it did take a while. Here again, I hadn't done this before, and I had great people working on it, but being able to direct them and what it was I wanted didn't come naturally to me right at first. But, you know, it took me a while to sort of see what we were getting on film and get a feel for where the story, how it could go and how we could tell it. Because I knew it was an important story, and I knew that he was incredibly inspirational to anybody that goes and is around him and listens to him. But to convey that in an hour and a half was a real challenge. And I was so adamant about making sure that people also understood his huge skills with horses, because to me that's also an important part. But here again, most of our audiences have been non-horse audiences, so it clearly moves them either way. But I wanted the horse part to be accurate, you know, to really catch what was important so people would understand why he's such a major horseman. And I think that comes across. But you can replace the horse with your child or your spouse or
yeah.
just about anything, so it becomes a metaphor, you know.
Yeah. How did Buck react when you approached him about making a film about him and these clinics that he does? Did he have any requirements about what you put in the film, or how is he working with?
No, he was really amazing. And, you know, his life is all about this mission to help horses and to help the people that have the horses. And so I think that he realized this would be a great way to reach a lot more people. You know, he drives around week to week, and he has, you know, sold out clinics, but it's still, when you think about it, you know, and the numbers that he could be reaching with something like this, I think it's going to bring a lot more people to him and an awareness of what he's doing, and it really gives people food for thought. My biggest compliment is most people tell me that they need to see it again and again to kind of get all of the messages that they're It struck them while they were watching it. Like, they can't even understand what it was. They have to go back and see it again.
Wow.
Sad.
Yeah, but like you mentioned, I mean, this reaches people who don't really care about horses much, and obviously people who do love horses. When obviously there was something about Buck that struck you at the very beginning, that he was much more than just about horses. Do you think it's the people that drives him or the horses? What's his primary motivation for doing what he does?
I think it's the horses that drive him. I really think, first and foremost, he is there for the horse. He is like the advocate for the horse. And what he's doing is basically teaching people to speak their language, which, when you stop and think about it, is pretty profound, because I had trainers, which I thought were really good trainers, my entire life, giving me lessons and teaching me things, which I thought were good. You know, I thought it was good information, but as soon as I saw what Buck was teaching, I realized so immediately, you saw how quickly it worked, whereas somebody else might be teaching you something and it was a way for you to kind of dominate a horse, but the horse wasn't working with you quite as much, and he breaks it down into such an elementary way that you see results immediately, and I thought that was amazing to me.
Was that sort of a revelation for you, sort of hearing about breaking horses maybe most of your life and then this entirely new perspective on things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely. And I honestly didn't normally start horses or break horses. I usually would buy them when they had already gone through that process. But
okay.
Here again, in hindsight, you realize how important that was and how the horse was started. And you realize that a lot of the problems you're dealing with your grown-up horse probably started way back then, and that no one is ever speaking their language, so they're just trying to protect themselves, as Buck would say.
Yeah. What was it like? A lot of the film deals with Buck's upbringing, his past, which you mentioned was very violent. Was that difficult to get out of Buck or to work through with him as you were servicing the story as a whole?
Well, he wrote a book quite a few years back, which has been out, and they're going to re-release it actually very soon with the new poster as the cover.
Oh,
but he wrote a book that was autobiographical, which talked about his childhood. And he realized that it would help people. And there have been a lot of people, honestly, that have come up to him and just in tears and written him letters of how him talking about his childhood has really helped them kind of get a grip on their past and things that have happened to them. So we didn't have to find that was something that he had already written about, and therefore what was wonderful was, though, to be able to go back and find, you know, the Sugar Pops commercial and the What's My Line stuff,
yeah,
you know, childhood footage.
Yeah, there was a lot of archival footage. Was there a lot of stuff from his early days leading these clinics, and where did this all come from?
Well, we of course dug up the Sugar Pops and the What's My Line. We had I think Sophia Santana was very diligent in finding that and getting rights to that. But a lot of some of that early footage just came from his family or people who had filmed him when they went to these clinics. I mean, as you can see, it's kind of scratchy stuff because it's just old
right.
Video. And we tried to beef it up as best we could to make it, you know, because it was so old, it was deteriorated quite a bit. But you can see basically how young he was and
yeah.
his skills even then.
Yeah, it's great. In thinking about some of the best documentaries out there, like many of Errol Morris's films, they reveal information throughout the entire film gradually, so you don't get the whole story up front. And you did the same thing here a lot with details about Buck's upbringing and his family situation. How did you decide which pieces of information to reveal and when to bring them up in the film? Because I think that had a lot to do with the power of the movie.
Yes, and here again, I would give Toby Schimmon an immense amount of credit for that beautiful pacing where she was kind of balancing the horses with the childhood, as you would see him deal with. You know, he dealt with three difficult horses throughout the movie. You know, and he deals with a ton more than that on a daily basis.
Right.
But how it kind of mirrored in his own life, you know, how things went. And there was a lot of wonderful stories that ended up on the cutting room floor and things where he talked about his childhood. And I didn't want to make it a story that was just about the tragedy of a child, because it's so much, I mean, there's a redemption factor, and there's a total transformation of him being able to go to the foster home where he transformed. But you needed enough to understand how tragic it was. You could realize what he did overcome and where he gets some of his sensitivity to horses, where he knows that beating something into an animal is not going to make it, you know, accept you. That's not a way to teach anything, whether it's a child or an animal.
Yeah, I think you found the perfect balance there, because you don't want it to be a sob story, because it's not, and I don't think he would want to talk about it that way. But the pieces that you do reveal perfectly illustrate what he's doing now and who he's reaching and how he's reaching them. Mm-hmm. So that's great. If you could boil it down, what one quality in Buck really struck you and that had to be told in the film?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, one of the things that I think impresses me the most is, you see him in so many places and with clinics. I've seen him in every situation, and you know, it's always the worst weather half the time, whether it's just broiling sun or torrential rains, and he is kind of like a machine in the way that he's not a prima donna. He doesn't ever whine like, oh gosh, it's really cold and it's raining and now it started snowing and sleeting. You know, it's almost like it doesn't exist. You know, everybody else can be dropping like flies in the heat, and he just stays the course. And he works harder than anybody there, and he gives 100%, and he never phones it in. I have never, ever seen him just start into some speech that I've heard before. It's always, you know, geared toward the people that are there and the horses that are there and specific, you know, you can tell he might even be talking about a specific person there, but he would never call somebody out. But he just has this incredible, unflappable way about him that makes everybody just want to do better and work harder and be better. You know, you just want to stop whining. It doesn't matter what's happened to you or in your life. You just think, geez, if this guy can work this hard and come from where he's come from, then you just have no reason to complain. You just get on with it and do it, you know?
Yeah, it's like the quintessential cowboy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So it's very inspiring to be around that. And you know, I come from an East Coast background where it's just a different world than out west, and so it was very refreshing to me to kind of come into this world, and I hope that I can bring other people into it. I do feel like people are very moved by that, and they're understanding that this maybe is the way things should be, you know?
Yeah. Well, just one last question for you, and it's one that we ask every filmmaker that we interview. What are the movies that have truly moved you? Has a certain movie maybe inspired you to be better at your craft or maybe changed your perspectives in a profound way? Are there any that you can think of?
Well, you know, I've just been in the film festival circuits these days, so lately I've been seeing a lot of documentaries that have just come out. I just saw If the Tree Falls, and I thought that was really moving. I saw Hot Coffee, Being Elmo. There's so many the documentaries this year, I have to say, are just brilliant, and I'm so honored to be among this group that has come out with films this year. I loved Man on Wire very much. I love The Cove. I think there's so many documentaries that do teach us about things happening in the world, and I just think that you always have to be learning. You always have to have an open heart to be interested in what's going on. And, you know, everyone's not the same, and you have to have an open mind. And if people would show more love to each other and try to understand each other better, I think this world would be a much better place. So that's, and I'm so happy about what y'all are doing to promote this type of film. I think that's just a very admirable thing, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you and your time today, and most certainly your film, and we're very glad to see it at the forefront of this year of Fantastic Docs. So congratulations again on the award, and thanks so much for talking to us, Cindy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Cindy Meehl, director of the stunning documentary Buck, our most recent Truly Moving Picture Award winner. We'd like to thank IFC Films and Cindy for taking the time to chat with us today and for giving the world such a remarkable portrait of a fascinating person.